T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese live. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Today's broadcast, sponsored by Chickies and Pete's. Let Chickies cater your next party. Have the Crab Fry Express food truck wow your guests. Details online, chickiesandpete's.com. Our Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, Route 309, online, marks-jewelers.com. We asked people, and obviously, yes, we're talking about the Eagles a lot today. But the Phillies are also with a big weekend series. What do you expect from the Phillies this weekend in New York? I'll ask Buzz what he thinks. They sweep the Mets, win 2 of 3, lose 2 of 3, or they get swept. Buzz, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I feel like the most realistic prediction is 1 of 3, but I'm not like Jack. Like, I think Jack has a loser mentality on this signing up for 1 of 3. Like, I would sign up for 2 of 3. I don't feel like this team is bad enough to the point where they're going to get swept. That was the Girardi Phillies. That was 4 months ago. Let me see what this team has. I know the Mets have a better record, but I want to let this thing play out. I think they could very well get 2 of 3. It's our best versus their best in terms of the starting rotation. I think there's a very good chance they get 2. I don't understand where the hesitancy is coming from here.
I think the most likely scenario, if I had to like put money on it, would be 1 of 3. But I'm with you. I mean, like, why can't you go win 2 of 3 against the Mets? You have your 2 best starters going, right? Like, it's supposed to be a different team. I know Schwarber's out. It's supposed to be a different team. The bullpen's supposed to be different. They go win 2 games up there, right? Like, the Mets are feeling pretty good about themselves right now, and I think that's the other thing. Winners of 15-17. You heard Keith Hernandez. Not that the Phillies players are going to be motivated by Keith Hernandez per se, but if that's the attitude up there right now with the Mets, which is kind of just like smelling themselves a little bit too much, then the Phillies could be in a good spot to go up there and to punch them right in the face. So that's what I'm hoping to see this weekend, is some fire out of the Phillies. That's what I'm hoping to see this weekend. All right, last chance to get in. We'll take some phone calls. The Marks and Reese text line coming up here in about 10 minutes. But Kenny's calling from North Carolina. Kenny, what is going on, man? How are you?
Hey, what's up? Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, Kenny. What's going on?
Sweet. Awesome. So, so I'm actually not from North Carolina. I mean, I'm from North Carolina, but I'm in Philly now. I live here, so...
Gotcha.
That was my reasoning to trying to be in a fantasy league. I guess I'll give that first. When I was a kid, I fell in love with the Eagles, and I watched them because my dad was a Cowboys fan. So I grew up in this household with Cowboys around me, and I couldn't stand it. I loved the Eagles. I finally got out of there and went to Germany for a few years, watched the Super Bowl over there. Didn't get to experience that here. Same with the World Series in 2008. Didn't get to see that. Finally, me and my wife got up here. We bought a house in Philly, and now we're going to all the Phillies games, Eagles games, so it's great.
So how did you arrive in Philadelphia? By chance? You got a job up here, or because why?
Yeah. We're in the military, and I applied for a special duty up here so I could get up here and then, you know, stay here for the rest of my life. So, you know, that was my plan.
So you relocated to Philly just based on you liking the Eagles from when you grew up in North Carolina?
Correct. Yeah, I've been trying to get here my whole life because I'm a diehard sports fan, baseball. I played college baseball. My dad made it to the Orioles spring training. My cousin pitched for the Yankees. And I've just been around sports my whole life. I picked all the Philly sports team at a young age, I guess, to revolt against my dad being a Cowboys fan, and finally made it up here. And now we're staying here. So
that's awesome.
It just worked out, right?
All right. What do you think of the Phillies leadoff spot?
Yeah, so I'll actually be in the game tomorrow, and I'm going to, you know, get a better look at it. But I think Bryce's side, I think he'll be okay. But if I could have picked my own, I probably would have gone with JT just because, you know, he has the most stolen bases on the team. He's pretty hot. I think the past few games he's been pretty hot. And this is a big series. You kind of want to have somebody that gets on base early in the games and kind of set the tone as to where, I don't know, Bryce's side, you know, he may or may not come out strong. But that's what I would have done. But we'll see. We'll see how he does. I think the Phillies can take 2 out of 3, but honestly, it's baseball. You never know. Like, you know, we might lose all of them. We might win them all. You just never know with baseball. It's impossible to predict. But the Phillies are a good team, and I think they can at least pull one out against Scherzer or DeGrom. So.
All right, Kenny. Listen, stay tuned. You are a strong contender. Buzz, I don't know. That might be the most impressive caller we've had today.
Is Kenny the leader in the clubhouse now, you think?
He grew up in North Carolina. His dad was a Cowboys fan. He hated the Cowboys, became an Eagles fan, and when he had an opportunity to move somewhere with his wife and family, he chose Philadelphia because of his ties to the Philadelphia sports community.
I mean, that guy's locked in, committed. Everything we want out of our fan base,
and
Kenny represents.
He also said that when he put in to come up here because he wants to spend the rest of his life here.
Just because he's an Eagles fan.
I mean, he's an Eagle fan.
That's impressive. And he's an Eagles fan because he's rebelling against his own father.
Rebelling against the Cowboys.
Which is the best kind of Eagles fans, by the way. I know a few of those.
It certainly doesn't hurt his case. That's for sure. Philly's lineup tonight is Stott, Hoskins, Bohm, JT, Castellanos. Derek Hall is your cleanup hitter. Segura, Marsh, and Vierling is your left fielder tonight. So there you go. Yeah, like you're gonna need it because you're going up against Max Scherzer, and Scherzer has been unbelievable this season. But against the Phillies, not as good. He's 8-2 with an ERA under 2 overall against the Phillies. 3 starts. Now he's won 2 starts, but his ERA is over 4. So if you look at it, the Phillies have been able to get him out of the game early. So he hasn't thrown a lot of innings against the Phillies. He's had to throw a lot of pitches. So that's what I would say tonight. Work the count, get him out of the game, get into that bullpen. And Ranger Suarez just needs to have a 6-inning, 2-run outing. That's what I need from Ranger. No less than that tonight. You want to go and fool around with seven innings and a run? Yeah, go do it. But I need at least 6 innings and 2 runs out of Ranger Suarez if the Phillies are going to win the game tonight. So go out and do it. And then from there, you know, like, all right, yeah, they have Scherzer and DeGrom going. Well, the Phillies Saturday have Nola, and Sunday they have Zach Wheeler. I need an Aaron Nola frickin' start on Saturday. I need an Aaron Nola start like we've been wanting to see, and he's been good this year. But part of my, when I say issue with Aaron Nola, is that there's been big starts over the last couple years, and he's just come up small. He's come up small in September, and I think Aaron Nola's a really good pitcher. So go up to New York in a tough spot and get this win. Get this win. Go out there tomorrow night. Jacob DeGrom's probably only going to go 5 or 6 innings. Go out there and dominate him. Go out there and have the game of the year if you're Aaron Nola. All right, let's go to Positive Rob in Glen Olden. Positive Rob, how are you, buddy?
Yo, what's up, Johnny Mark? Yo, Ike, what's up, buddy?
Yo, Ike's actually Ike is on the way over to the pregame show.
That's right, Johnny. How you doing, buddy? How's the family? Up? How's everybody doing?
Everybody's well, thank you. What's going
John,
on?
John, listen, I probably can't get in because maybe I'm not considered you know, not a usual caller, but somebody like me, you hear these people, what round would you take Hurts in? Hurts is a guy you take if you wait on the quarterback. You know what I mean? After the first couple are going, like the obvious ones, like you know, Herbert,
agreed,
Mahomes, guys like that, they're all lumped into the same category. You know what I mean? I've been doing fantasy for a while, you know, since we did it with
Patriots. I agree with Jalen Hurts. He's going to get, if you want him, you're going to have to overdraft him this year. The
you
year
are,
to get him was last year.
You're right, and I wouldn't do it just for that fact because I don't overdraft. Yeah. After the first couple of guys, you just wait. Just like these people, when Jack was asking them, what round do you think a kicker or a defense? I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, how many rounds do you have, John? What'd you say, 16?
I think it's 16, yeah.
Okay, well, you take your kicker in the 15th or 16th
round.
Last,
your last 2 picks is when I normally do it.
And you're vice versa with the defense. You know
yeah.
what I mean? That's just,
yep.
To be honest with you, I'm the type of guy, I'd probably drop and add multiple defenses throughout the year. You know what I mean? Just based on matchups or who they're playing, you know, the scoring system, whatever the scoring system is for a league and things like that. So these guys, they take them in the 8th round. I'm like, what? They're like, you know what? That's why I called under my breath. donation. You know what I mean?
When a guy yeah. Normally, there you're a seasoned fantasy football player, Robert.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? I would probably balance out Mad Mike, because if you're gonna have a rain cloud there, you need some sunshine there. You know what I mean? To balance it out. Just for that
positive Rob and Mad Mike. What do you? What's if you could see one thing tonight with the Eagles game? What are you looking for tonight, Robert?
I don't want anybody to get hurt, John, in the first series. That's all I care about. That's all. And you know what? Actually, I'm sorry. I want to see how the center looks, John, because he might have to fill in week one or so. So I'm curious to see how the center plays. You know what I mean? The new guy.
Robert, appreciate it. I wrote down three names: the Kobe Dean, Cam Jurgens, the center, and who? I don't even know where I wrote it down here. But anyway, like the focus. I want to see what Jurgens looks like, because if Jason Kelce does miss time, and I think he'll be back by week one. If anybody can be back, it'll be him. But this is also your guy going forward. And the drop-off in previous years from when Jason Kelce had to even go out for a couple of plays was a huge drop-off. Remember Nate Herbig was snapping the ball all over the place? So the last thing you want is to draft a guy that high in the second round, but it seems like he's the real deal. This is actually the perfect situation for him. He gets to learn, get bigger, needs to put on some more strength, but he may have to play opening the season, so he's going to be out there tonight. Matt in Pottstown. Matthew, what up, brother?
Hey, how's it going, brother?
What's up, Matt?
Hey, I wanted to get in, talk a little Eagles, and try to make my bid again for this fantasy league. You know, as you know, I've been a longtime listener. I know he's not there right now, but going back to Ike at Night, even when he was one of the first ones to ride with the King back in the day, and you when you were rocking another frequency altogether.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been with you guys for a very long time.
You've always been with me the show.
Long
time. Yep. I appreciate that.
Loyal caller to the show. Every now and again, I call Gilio just to rip him apart, you know, but mostly I'm here. And I'm not an everyday guy bringing you regurgitated content constantly. Like, I think I bring some good stuff to the table.
No, and when you call, it's always an excellent call, right? So that,
yeah.
you may not call every single week, but when you call, I know you're going to bring it. So no doubt.
Yeah, I do. I feel I bring some good content. A lot of times you guys are still talking about it 2 hours later, you know. So from that standpoint, I think, you know, I would be good for the league. The other things in a fantasy league, I've been very good in other fantasy leagues. 1 year and I actually won the belt, and everywhere we went with our boys, like we went out to get something for lunch or dinner or whatever, I would take that belt and I'd wear it with me. That was we didn't have the trophy, we had a WWE
belt.
Type belt.
Right.
I wore it everywhere. I was the clown with it. So like I like to have fun with it, but I'm also very serious in what I do. You know, with fantasy football. You know, with that being said, I think I could have a lot of fun with it, and I think I'd be good. Now, looking at tonight's game, tonight is a showcase, in my opinion, for Dillard. And it's a perfect example because we're playing the Jets. You got Joe Douglas up there who knows Dillard very well. He really has no use here. He's a bust. He's been a bust. We can get him up there and maybe make a trade for like a Mims. Now you get Mims down here, and you can unload Jalen regular, and it actually opens us up even more. I think this today, there's lots of things going on tonight, but I think one of the backstories is going to be this is a showcase game for Andre Dillard. I would hope to be for the Jets, but maybe for across the league, I think this is a showcase game for Dillard where we can unload him and maybe get something back.
And you said Mims too, which is interesting because he – and you know what? I haven't heard or seen much about him This what's going on with him in training camp?
He's actually fallen back on their depth chart. Now, I don't know if that's because of lack of production or they like the younger guys better. I know he's had opportunities up there. Similar Jordan regular here, but I think Mims has a higher ceiling. He's a bigger guy. I think he's better than Jalen right now, regular. So I think you get him here, and it's a completely different ballgame. It's the same thing like having Zach Pascal. Zach Pascal with Devontae Smith, and you have A.J. Brown, and he lines up as a third guy. That's a very good third guy. He's not a number one, and he's a stretch number two. When you put Mims out there as a third receiver with that core at 6'3", big target, I think he brings a lot of things. And, of course, I got to get it in there. I'm also going to be looking to see what Joaquin does tonight on this depth chart. Is he going to make it as a tight end or is he not?
That'd be awesome if he flashed tonight.
You know?
It would.
But I would love to have that spot. Been waiting for it for many years.
All right, Matt. I know you have. Making it tough on me. I got regular guys. I got guys. Ike has regular guys. The show has regular guys. I have regular guys that have been with me for 15 years that I know. I know Matt. Matt's been calling me a decade and a half, right? JB in Chestnut Hill, I know, is interested, and I feel bad because it's like I want these guys. I would wish they were in my personal fantasy league. But as far as As far as Denzel Mims, I just get the idea that I don't want to say knucklehead, because I don't know if that's the case, but he kind of trashed Philadelphia and said he was disgusting, or he didn't want to play here or something like that after the Jets drafted him.
The trash city, I think he said.
He called it a trash city. Yeah, and I mean, he was just like, he was a healthy scratch last year on a team that needed playmakers, right? So, and he can't stay healthy. Maybe penalties are out there. So the last thing I need is bringing in another guy like that. It's an interesting name because you really have two relatively high draft picks that you're kind of just swapping for each other as far as need. And if Mims actually could turn into the player that some people thought he could be, it'd make a lot of sense. But I feel like Jalen Reagor, we already have that guy on our team, right? I don't know if we need two guys that haven't achieved.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of regular guys, you kept calling him Jalen Regular. I don't know if you caught that.
I did. Yes, I know. Yeah, I want to see what. Do I think Rager's going to have a breakout year this year? No, I don't. Do I want him to? Am I open to it? Yeah, of course. Of course. They need him.
How great would that be if Jalen Reagor could play?
Listen, if he could flash a Nelson Agholor type season, like, because the year that everybody wrote Agholor off was his best season,
the Super Bowl year.
Yeah, so like everybody's writing Jalen Reagor off, and I sort of am too. So go out there and actually be productive, and have us saying like, all right, this dude can actually play. The whole first round draft pick, like, he's not going to live up to that reputation, but at least come in and be a contributor, which is what I'm hoping for. So. All right, we got to get to the let's do one more, and then we'll do the text line quickly. Sean and Hapro. Sean, go ahead. What's up?
What's up, John? Thanks for taking my call.
Got it, dude.
I think Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown connection will kind of be like 2004 McNabb, T.O., you know. What I'm looking forward to tonight and on the D is Josh Jovey, the undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
Son Reddick and, you know, Jordan Davis, who's a mauler, man. Just
yeah, I want to see how big he looks out there. You know what I mean? Because he is so damn big, but you haven't seen it in a game yet. So that's going to be cool. Yeah, that undrafted player you were talking about, he's gotten some pretty good reviews. So we'll see. He certainly seems like he's on pace to make the team. They gave him some money even though he wasn't drafted. So we'll see.
Okay. And you might not remember me from your other station. You helped me and win Diamond Earrings, you and Baldy.
I did? At a snow day event or a pool party?
No. The spin the wheel event.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Yeah, man.
Why do you want to be in the fantasy league?
I'm like the Buffalo Bills, man. I just like competition. Go against you and Ike and all the other guys that are in the league, you know?
All right, man. All right, Sean, appreciate it. The Marks and Reese text line sponsored by Bell Beverage. Football season has arrived. Stock up on craft, domestic, and special release beers for Philly's best selection. Bell Beverage, or check them out online, bellbeverage.com. Text line, Buzz.
Can't believe that cheapskate Jack didn't get us a wedding gift. Kristen in South Philly.
Yeah, so earlier Jack was making mention to there was some type of problem with Venmo, and Elliot didn't get the electronic gift that he sent to him. I guess it was money, which seems like a likely story or excuse, Buzz.
I don't know. Like, he's saying he didn't get it because he forgot to send it, or because Jack's claiming on his end that he thought it went through and Elliot never received it. Like, I've never had any issues with Venmo.
Well, so I was just going to say, I've probably used Venmo 100 times. I've never had an issue where when I used it, it didn't go through. Right?
I don't know. Yeah.
So, but here's the other thing, right? Like, I know a lot of people go to weddings and they're like, oh, man, I forgot to get a card, right? And then they forgot, so then they just send it or they give it to them later. When I got married, there's a number of people that did that. That's what it sounds like happened to me. Which, like, Jack just forgot. He was irresponsible. Didn't get a card, didn't care, didn't stop, maybe didn't want to be inconvenienced. So he didn't give him a card, didn't give him a gift, and since has settled up with him. But Elliot's wife may not have been included in the settlement.
Yeah, did he only send it to Elliot?
Only sent it to Elliot.
Did Kristen ever get any of the money?
Probably not.
You have to wonder.
All right, what's next?
You want me to throw bombs tonight? How am I supposed to do that? You'll get checkdowns and you'll like it. Jalen from the NovaCare.
Well, I hope not. And I'm not saying you need to be out there playing reckless, and they should all be safe throws, and he should be able to get in and get out without having to worry about injury and things like that. But it wouldn't hurt if you just aired the first ball out, first of two balls out, air it out. Air it out. Throw it to AJ. Let's see what you got. Let's see how far you can throw it. Let's see if AJ can go up and make a play. Throw it to Quez as well. I don't know how many throws he's going to get, but however many throws he's going to get, it better not be dinks and dunks. All right, what's next?
Ike calling me a football guy almost brought a tear to my eye. Nick in South Philly.
Nick Sirianni, a football guy. I actually agree with Ike. I think if it was up to Nick Sirianni, he'd be practicing and hitting more because he is a kind of a throwback, but he also realizes that he is the head coach of the Eagles organization, and Howie Roseman is the GM and his boss, and Jeff Lurie is their boss. And if Howie Roseman doesn't want live hitting and they're approaching things differently than maybe the Lions, then Nick's going to get behind that. Jonathan Gannon was asked about Howard, about letting his players play, and Jonathan Gannon gave the stock answer, which these guys should do because they have bosses. So that's what he's given. But I think Sirianni is a football guy. He's not one of these new age guys that doesn't want to hit.
We're always looking for players that love ball.
Any more there, Buzz?
If Sirianni is a football guy, what does that make me? Dick Vermeil still giving his speech while sipping on some wine from South Jersey.
Right. Yeah, when Dick Vermeil came back with the Rams, his veterans in either his first or his second training camp, his veterans had to go to him and say, listen, you're working us too hard. Like, guys are pissed. Like, this is too much. And, I mean, this was back in the late 90s. So what do you think he was doing then? Right? Like, he was running a training camp from the 70s. And even then, 20 years after that, it was just too much since he had left the game in 1983. And that was 20 years ago. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to get old-school coaches that still want to hit, still want to put the pads on, and still want to work you hard. Andy Reid's still doing it. Pat Mahomes played in the preseason games last year. So if Pat Mahomes can play in the preseason, Jalen Hurts can play in the preseason. Any more?
Just finished shopping with ESP. Can't wait to spread my vegan butter on Mr. Avocado Toast. I just need to be careful not to get any on my leprechaun green shorts suit or my stylish man purse. Tom from Abington.
Yeah, Elliot is Elliot's changing the way people think about man purses, at least me. It looked like it would be something that would be convenient, but not something I would use every day. And Elliot uses it every day, uses it every day. It's his main accessory. All right, what's next?
You guys rang? Cedric Thornton in Arkansas.
Cedric.
Text line.
Cedric.
L.
Have you ever met anybody that was there or heard the name Cedric as opposed to Cedric?
No,
there's
come
not a lot
on.
Of Cedrics out there. But Cedric?
Bad job by Battle. Cedric.
Come on, Battle. All right, that's the text line. Well, listen, we're up against it here, so we got to make a decision. Dan Wilson, who did you like? Ike liked Jeff. I was down to Jeff, Rasheed in West Philly, or my Jeff. Who else did I have here?
You Jeff, Rasheed in West Philly. I marked down you also like Eric and West Deptford.
Eric and West Deptford. But
I see.
Kenny,
I liked Eric because he was talking about how he watches the preseason and looks for – like, he's always looking for an edge, even in these games in August.
Yeah, and Kenny, formerly of North Carolina, moved to Philadelphia because he's an Eagle fan.
Yes, we liked him. We got him as a late submission here.
And his dad was a Cowboy fan, and he started liking the Eagles because he hated the Cowboys so much. And now he's moved his family, and this is where he said he's going to spend the rest of his life. It almost sounded like a fake call. Like, too good to be true.
I mean, if that story's true, he's just as much of – he's probably more of a Philly guy than a lot of people who grew up here. Like, literally moving your family here and rebelling against your dad, the Cowboys fan, it doesn't get better than that.
Kenny, who moved from North Carolina, you are in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. Congratulations. Sorry to Matt in Pottstown. We got to get you in, man. There's a lot of guys that got to get in this league. And we'll be giving away spots coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Today's broadcast of Chickies and Pete's brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Summer shellfish going on right now. Sticky finger, lobster tails, shrimp scampi pizza, and more details. ChickiesandPete's.com. Coming up is the pregame show. Glenn Macnow and crew over at Lincoln Financial Field. And then we're going to have the Eagles game. If you're looking for the Phillies tonight, our sister station, 1210 AM WPHT, is where you can find that. All right. Kyle Quinn, thank you. Dan Wilson, back at the studio, thank you very much. Everybody have a great weekend. We have a lot to talk about on Monday, and we'll do that then. See ya. Hey, listen, let's talk about Flag and Anthem for a second. You know you're looking for some new threads to get you through the rest of the summer. Well, listen, because you know the warm weather's going to last you into September, and right now Flag and Anthem get you started on the rest of summer with a great deal. Go to flagandanthem.com and use promo code WIP. It's going to save you 25% off your order. But you're getting premium quality clothes without the premium price tag. Most of my wardrobe, or I would say at least like 60% of my wardrobe, is Flag and Anthem stuff. From shorts to jeans to pants to long sleeve shirts. I love the long sleeve flannels to button downs to hoodies, light hoodies that you can wear in the spring and the fall, even in the summer. So Flag and Anthem's the place to go. How about this? If you like golf shirts, Made Flex performance polos. So it's perfect for the office, for relaxing in the backyard, or for hitting the golf course. The perfect amount of stretch, softness, and sophistication. Again, flagandanthem.com. 25% off your order with code WIP. Premium quality clothes without the premium price tag. Flag and Anthem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.